The sound of looms, the sound of money.
The owners, a core group of industrialist bourgeoisie, held control of the factories and other institutions. And they staunchly defended their financial and social interests. The working practices at the factory caused important changes to labour systems. Two new social groups emerged: the factory owners and the workers. They inhabited the same space, the factory, but their living and working conditions kept them far apart. This would eventually generate social tensions with the frequent emergence of strikes.
When the siren sounds.
The lives of the workers, both men and women, was punctuated by their work schedule. Control over the day-to-day meant a huge transformation of working life through a new means of organisation and discipline. The signal that marked the beginning and end of the workday was the sounding of a bell, or more often than not, a siren. In 1913, the working day usually lasted about 11 hours. It was a long, dangerous and tiring day, often at extreme temperatures. For this reason, workplace accidents were quite commonplace. Men's and women's salaries were by no means equal. Women employees were normally paid lower wages than their male counterparts, as their work was undervalued. There was a majority of women workers in certain sectors, like the spinning mules and the looms. On the other hand, machine maintenance was a job exclusively done by male workers, and they also predominated in the finished product area. Youngsters of both sexes, children almost, also worked in the factory.